Please.
Oh, hi, Billy. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think you just missed my callback, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually on the phone. I would have just called the company to make sure I was
talking to you. Oh, I'll tell her. Stephanie was just chatting me to tell me that you were on the phone. So I'll tell her that she can hang up. So hold on 1 second. Okay. Boy, we played a little bit of phone tag this morning, didn't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, so I have your billing in front of me, and my only question, is it still the same billing address on 1104 U.S. 23?
Yes, ma'am. We've actually had an issue. I think they shut down one of our cards.
And
I can put you on this card. The money's been there. That's what I was just asking her, because I actually just had this same issue on the same card number.
Yeah, this one says invalid account number, so I think that maybe the bank stopped this one or sent you a new one.
They've had to have on my business partner's card, and
he didn't even tell me what
happened. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I'll get you up to speed, Billy, so go ahead with the new card number when you're ready.
Okay, 5196.
Okay.
5200.
Got it.
0077.
Okay.
1485.
1485. Okay, and expiration?
0927.
And the code?
622.
622. Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go, because moving forward, this new card erased the other one, so moving forward, it'll stay on the new one, okay?
Okay, that works perfect. Hey,
it worked. I got the green light, too, by the way, just so you know.
Okay, I do have one more question for you guys.
Of course. Yeah, sure.
I just fired the other marketing agency that's been doing work for me.
Okay.
So what I want to do is, you guys have asked me a long time ago about adding zip codes to where you guys could start moving our marketing out a little wider than just Chillicothe and Waverly, Ohio.
Yep. Yeah, there's two options there. So you could do Google pay-per-click ads, or you might even be eligible for the Google Guaranteed program. Let me just look real quick, because have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. It's a brand new program that Google just rolled out about May of last year. So it's not eligible, you know, or available, I should say, in all categories. But let me just check if it is for you.
Okay.
And then if it is, I can give you pricing on it. So give me your – actually, I have it. I was going to say give me your zip code one more time, but I can see it here, 45690, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So 45690 and then tree service.
Hey, Dave.
There we go. Okay, so perfect. Okay, it is available in your area. Good. I'm very glad. Okay, so with the Google.
I was talking to my business partner on the other phone. You're fine, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm fine. Okay, so with the Google pay-per-click ads, which is what you probably were discussing before, that is the ads that run at the top of the page, and our minimum requirement to add those is an extra $300 per month. They would set a $9 a day cap on it. So what would happen is each morning your ad would go up in all the different zip codes, and that's free. You don't pay for anything. But once people start clicking on it, let's say that the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a, you know, $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on it, you rotate off and some other company rotates on. The problem with those ads is that they do get very expensive because, you know, sometimes people, you know, their ad goes up on the page at 6 in the morning, and by 6:30 it's already rotated off because you have to, you know, pay for the click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something, or if it is a potential, you know, client. So. Yeah, so that's how the paid ads work, which I think is what you were talking about initially. The Google
the only place that we're advertised right now from your guys' the way I understood it was just the Chillicothe and Waverly areas.
Correct.
They was wanting And the way he had made it sound was they, because I actually at that point tried to get him Zip City names, and he said he had to have zip codes to be able to do it. And that, I hadn't had a chance until just a while back to write down all the zip codes.
Okay.
So the way I understood it, it was all it was doing was showing us out a little bit farther than what, like if people do try and look for our company, it only shows up in the two zip codes. If you're like the tree service near me.
Right.
If you're not in the Chillicothe area or you're in the Waverly area, or we don't even show up.
Mm-hmm. So with your program, you have the local SEO package, which is tied into your Waverly address. And then
okay.
You also have that bundled with $100 worth of Facebook ads. So the Facebook ads, and you already have this included in your package, Billy. You don't have to pay extra. You can run those wherever you like without having an address. So if that's what you were talking about, I could, you know, take some zip codes from you now and send it over to that Facebook ad department, and they would start running the ads in those areas. So that's, an option for you if you didn't want to spend more money, right? But you wanted to get on Google in those areas, then that requires either the Google paid ads or the Google guaranteed program. But what I can do is I'll send you an email on the Google guaranteed program. It doesn't sound like you're ready for any of that now, right?
No, not right. I would like to read over it and see what
of course. Of course. Yeah, so I'll send you the email on that, and then you can kind of read through it and, you know, see what your options are there. And then let me just go back and take some information from you as to what zip codes you'd like the Facebook ads to start running in.
At that point, let me just read over this stuff. I don't have them right in front of me at the moment. That's why I was going to say, who do I contact about the zip codes. They're wrote down today. We had a rain day, and we weren't working in the pouring rain. I'm at my house today, not at the shop.
Got it. Okay. So what you can do is you could call us back when you have the zip codes, or you can reply to my email and say, hey, Tina, you know, I looked into it, and these are the zip codes I want that, you know, Facebook ads to run in. And then once I get the, you know, response, I'll send that over to the Facebook ad department so they can start that for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That works perfect.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so for now, you're all good to go, and if you have any questions on that email, just feel free to call me, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.